I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A church in Indonesia was recently attacked by an Islamic extremist swordsman, Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs.
This attack happened on February 11th during the morning services there on the island of Central Java in Indonesia. A man with a sword came into the church. He began moving towards the platform, actually wounded two church members in the process, and then wounded the pastor. Police were called. Thankfully, they came. One of the policemen was actually injured in trying to apprehend the swordsman. He was subsequently arrested.
No one was killed in the attack. Indonesian Christians have faced persecution like this before. Nettleton says an obvious response is fear, but he encourages believers to pray instead. Find more ways to support persecuted believers at missionnews.org. And when one persecuted believer in Nagaland called for help, Mission Cry was that answer.
Whenever he had went to that area and handed out food or medicine, the officials and other people had no problem with him doing that. But once he started handing out the Bible is when the persecution began.
Jason Wolford of Mission Cry said now they're getting ready to send another container. This time their contact wants to reach the same area that left him beaten and bruised.
We need to raise $10,000, and that $10,000 will send nearly $500,000 of free Bibles and Christian books, reaching approximately 30,000 people with the Word of God.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.